IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Viewpoints. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend, Sheikh Muhammad Khani from the Islamic Seminary of Qum and Dr. Ali Alawiyan. Dear brothers, I welcome you both and thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure for us.
Our question today is about video games. Are video games, or more specifically violent video games, an appropriate form of entertainment in your view, Dr. Ali Alawiyan?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Video games, actually, in general, are two types. Some of them are quite natural, and they actually, to some extent, are made to entertain the kids and the youngsters. And
right.
Some
non-violent video games.
Not violent ones.
Right.
And some other ones are violent video games. So the topic of our discussion, I think, is not the first category. That is the ordinary ones that they have, to some extent, even their negative and positive effects as
right.
well.
Yeah.
So if, in case, even they are addicted to the first category as well.
Right. But so that's addiction. That's
sort of addiction.
But what about violent video games?
But violent video games, which is against the nature of human being, because it has some violence embedded into it. So it actually affects the personality, the character, the mentality of the kid. As I said, it is against the essence and nature of the human being, against the fitrah of human being. So it violates the rights of that kid to some extent. And we have to see what is the reason that some people are going towards making and actually promoting such games.
But before we go there, would you say that violent video games like Call of Duty or other shooter games, FPS shooters, they are harmful to teenagers and just people generally?
Yeah, to some extent, they are. For example, Call of Duty and the ones that you mentioned, they are, to some extent, are the ones that have different, let's say, voices and sounds. And when they are trying to kill people, knowing to kill people, to annoy others, and to torture some. So you see, all these violent images are being embedded and included in such games. That's why what I'm talking about is such cases as.
Dear Sheikh, would you agree with the doctor that all violent video games are bad for
no,
people?
Not in the same sense. I would say that it differs between like the person who is playing the games. If it's children, of course, there's some elements to it where they don't have the capacity, psychological-wise and emotional-wise, to see the different scenes. Where a person who's normally a grown-up and an adult, for example, they're normally, it's not going to affect them the same way. They can distinguish between a game.
Right and wrong, for example.
Right and wrong, or a game and real life.
Right.
Where children, they're a bit different because of their emotions and their psychological.
They're not developed state. Maturely.
Exactly. Right. They're not matured enough to see these scenes. That's why they say that there's a specific age for some of these violent games, right?
Right.
But
they are age restricted, but they are never followed.
So I would say that it differs from like person to person. I would say which is the issue that is more problematic. It's probably the addiction of these things, right?
Right.
So if you become addicted to a game where it influences you to and inspires you to do things which is a part of that game,
Sheikh, do you believe that, for example, these violent games are not affecting the elderly ones?
I would say if a person understands the difference between reality and the game and he's not addicted to the game, I wouldn't say that it actually, and we have studies that shows that there's a relation between the two, but normally there's other factors as well that has an influence on whether the person becomes a violent person. Mm-hmm. Because all the different studies we have,
I'm not saying that these games are going to make a person violent. I want to look at the negative effects of it. I mean, so will it naturally have some negative effect on elderly or no, just on the kids?
On the kids?
Yeah.
On the kids, I think, yeah.
So you mean that the negative effects of it on the elder ones is
not
less.
To the same extent.
It's not that same extent, but yeah, it has some effect. This is what
not,
I'm after.
Not if the person is not addicted, not if the person is, not being inspired by what he sees, and he understands that there's a difference between a game and a reality. Because a lot of games can be also be some sort of an achievement. There's a famous study that defines the gamers as four different categories: achievers, killers, socializers, and explorers, right? So there's different aspects to gaming, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the feeling, the sense of fulfillment that you get out of achieving something. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a violent game, but you...
It's a difficult game.
There's different stages, and you feel some sort of a reward because you get feedback constantly.
Right.
Like you're successful with a different stage of that program.
Or right, yeah.
You finish this level and so on and so forth. So I think that we have to distinguish between the two. Right. And I would say that if it becomes an addiction, if it becomes where a person is inspired by it or under influence by what he sees and experiences in that game, of course, I would say it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mention it as a general ruling, because I don't think there's enough proof or evidence to actually say that or to claim that. So
Based on a study that I have read recently, it says that 89% of people who are going to towards violent games are affected. But the level of affection is different. For example, for those who are younger, the effects is, and I mean negative effects, is much more and encompassed. But so I want to conclude that whether we are elder or younger, so the effects are available and they're on its place. So we have to look for some solutions, I think, here.
Even for elderly people who are 25 years older and up, they also shouldn't play violent video games, you think?
No, look, we are not here to say that they have to play or not to play.
No, in your opinion. Not forcing, just as an advice. Should they or shouldn't they play?
As Sheikh actually gave one of those important criteria, which is usually used here, when they are simulating the real life, and the kid is not able to distinguish if it is a real life child or not. But for an older person, when he distinguishes that it has been simulated, so the effect on him is less. So it, in case he is involved in playing with that, so I think the effects would be less than that. So he is able to use it as for something as entertainment. But preferably if he wants to actually change the entertainment, I think if he changes the entertainment from, let's say, virtual into a physical one, it is much more better, and it's a better replacement.
So actually,
to, for example, use nature and to go to us.
Your problem is with video games as a whole, then, not just violent video games. You'd rather have them spend time outdoors on physical activities.
I'm talking about a study which was done in the University of Tehran on the video games. It said that the whole video games are destructive in general. This is what the outcome of this study is coming up.
I think it will. I haven't seen the study myself, but normally when they discuss discussions with, when it comes to video games, they're talking about excessive use of video games.
Addictions
or excessive use.
Yeah.
And I would definitely agree on that, because even in the Western, a lot of studies shows that they've even categorized it as a mental disorder. A person who is so addicted to video games that they play, for example, 4 or 5 hours a day.
Escapism.
Yeah, exactly.
We have this symptom, yeah.
That's a mental disorder. So I would definitely agree on that point. That's a bad issue. That's an issue. But let's say, for example, if it's not harmful, let's say a group of young men, they meet up, for example,
every Saturday night.
Yeah, right. Every 14 days. Yeah.
Again, let's read another part of that. That it says that for those who have used to that, I mean, used to having these games, and not violent games, part of this research says. And it was good for their strengthening their memory.
Exactly. Yeah. Video games, especially puzzle games, are very good.
But when it exceeds, for example, 40 minutes in a day, it would be again destructive.
Yeah, exactly. So right. I think balance is the key here. As the doctor, he mentions as well, balance is the key. To have a balance between how much we use it, excessive use is bad. And I don't think there's a disagreement. That's quite evident that excessive use is bad, for the youth,
for everything.
Elderly people. Because normally it goes in hand with other, for example, anxiety and other mental disorders or issues. So we even have that. So that's quite clear. And even from an Islamic perspective, you're not, the idea is not that a person is addicted to video games, right?
Right.
He mentioned that we have a lot of narrations about
addiction in general.
Addiction in general. First thing. Second, how to feel entertained, or the kind of entertainment that we should indulge it as Muslims or believers. As, for example, physical entertainment, where we are doing sports, for example. We are going out in nature.
Encouraging the narrations, the Prophet says that teach your children to swim and to shoot.
Exactly, right? And going and see the nature, experience the nature, look at the nature, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while going to the nature. Mm-hmm. Even traveling with your family. We have a lot of narrations about traveling with your family as well. So there's a lot of ways to be entertained. And I just think that excessive use of all of these kinds of entertainment, because I don't feel that none of these has a value by itself. It's always related to a greater goal.
Yeah.
So if you look at it isolated, like separately from other things, of course, like it's not going to hold a value. If you ask a person who is a Muslim, you do sports, but why do you do it? For example, he says, I do it for the fun.
Yeah.
You know, I do it because I like it. He wants to please his own desires.
Right.
That's negative from an Islamic perspective. If there's no greater goal behind it, or greater purpose behind it. I think the same goes for these kind of entertainment. Excessive use goes out of that circle, which we call healthy entertainment, which should be for a greater goal. I couldn't see what the greater goal from an Islamic perspective would be if you, let's say, for example, you sit and play Call of Duty 6 hours a day, for example.
Hours a day, but perhaps a person who is a student, he's trying to be, I don't know, an engineer, a doctor, because he wants to work for the greater good in an Islamic country. He's stressed, he cannot focus. He uses this as an outlet to stress off, let some Steve up.
Exactly.
That's allowed.
Look what you're saying here. Look what you're saying here.
He's looking for his permission.
Yeah, he's using it for a greater goal so he can be beneficial.
That's
in
the
other
distinction.
Places, right?
There needs to be a greater goal. So this greater goal, should it be present in all aspects of our life?
Yeah, of course. I think it's quite clear. Like, we have a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam where he tells Abu Dharr that have an intention with every single action or every single movement that you have in your life. Make sure that you have an intention behind it. In other words, make sure there's some greater goal behind it.
But isn't that a lot for teenagers or for children?
No, of course not. They should think about the greater goal in life, right? That's actually what separates us. In philosophy of morals or ethics, that's exactly what we study. What ascribes value to an action or to a certain deed? That is that you're doing it with a greater purpose. And we all like that. I don't eat just for the fact or for the purpose of eating. I'm doing it to stay alive. So I'm doing it to survive as a human being. All different actions, we do it for a certain goal or because of a certain goal. Normally we're aware of that goal and the purpose. In certain circumstances and situations, we're not.
Right.
So that's not a virtue that a person don't know why he's doing things, right? That's actually the opposite.
True.
That's ignorance, right?
So
we should be aware, and we should raise this awareness even amongst our youth. Make them think themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're playing like 5 hours a day, Call of Duty, playing just to go back to our subject and our topic here, we should ask him, so what is the purpose of you playing? If he's just saying, like, I just want to be happy. Okay, I feel happy by annoying you, right?
Right, yeah.
If you want to apply that logic,
and that's not a valid reason.
Exactly, right? It's not a valid reason. Make him think.
And on that note, we will have to end today's program because we are unfortunately out of time. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for joining us in today's discussion.
Jazakallah khair.
And also thank the dear doctor for helping us and contributing to this fruitful discussion.
It was a great pleasure.
And finally, I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Stay deep inside, I know that I may amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right, a world that often lies. 'Cause I don't need